Good morning. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a beautiful spring day outside. Yesterday was not a beautiful spring day outside. The day before was a beautiful spring day outside. So it's pretty amazing, this massive and very quick cycle that we have at this time of year. Whenever springtime comes, I am kind of compelled to roll back into recent and kind of ancient memories for us, being in the city of Boston. What an amazing and beautiful city is. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, exactly. What a beautiful city it is throughout the entirety of the year, but most especially in spring, when all of the flowers are beginning to come up and tulips are massively and colorfully and vibrantly everywhere throughout the city. It's a beautiful place. And at St. Nicholas School, where I was with several years, we would take our fifth graders on an annual trip all the way from California to Boston so that they could visit the seminary, so that they could complete their year of social studies looking into American history, and also to give them a little bit of a rite of passage from fifth grade into middle school. So there are a lot of great reasons to make this trip. And one of the most, I won't say favorite destinations that we had every year, was to the Bunker Hill Monument. Of course, we all know that the Bunker Hill Monument is not actually on Bunker Hill. It's on what? Breed's Hill. Very well. So it's a beautiful place, and it's this high edifice that stretches high above the city, and there are 294 steps that you take to get from the bottom all the way to the top. We always made that trip. Depending on how good of shape I was in any given year, it was easier sometimes than others. And there was one time we were making the trip and we saw people that were lapping us like three times, boom, 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 going up and down and up and down. And it was a woman whose family was affected by the terrorist bombing at the race in Boston. So they were raising money and awareness by going up and down for weeks at a time, every day, up and down the monument. And we thought, you know, God bless them for doing this, as we are just making this trip up once, and it hurts. And so climbing up anything can be very difficult, especially if you're not fortified and you're not in proper shape to do it. And on this fourth Sunday of Lent, we have an opportunity to think about such a vision and such an opportunity to think about what it means to get from a low place and ascend to a higher place. And the effort that it takes to get there, when it's not instant, when we have to actually work to get there. There are 24 steps that most people take to get from the door of our chapel up into the hallway / narthex. 24 steps, you may not have realized it. And for many people, 24 steps really isn't that big of a deal. In fact, I think we have a pretty good in-shape parish because we take those steps quite often. But there are some beautiful things about what it means to ascend those stairs to get here. And I want to share some of them with you in connection to this, the fourth Sunday, when we commemorate St. John Climacus, or St. John of the Ladder, who is an abbot of the monastery of St. Catherine's in Sinai. And he wrote his little book that we speak about every year, and I hope for at least a few of us, it is part of our Lenten regimen or opportunity to look into this beautiful little book that was not written so much for our purpose, but rather for the monks that were charged or are given under his charge, so that he could give them a step-by-step guide to what it means to attain salvation and explore and celebrate a relationship with our Savior, Jesus Christ. And as I remind everyone each year, the first step on this ladder is to completely renounce everything of this world. What's on the next step, or the next 31 after that? Because there's 33 steps in that ladder. So to begin a true ascension into the heavens and a proper relationship with Christ is to have everything centered around Him and take away the importance of everything else in a material sense around us. And that's how we start. That's how we begin walking up these 24 steps into the church, so that we can start in a lower place and bring our hearts to a beautiful and an amazing prayerful and quiet state, so that we can enter into this church and properly have ourselves prepared to witness and to worship and glorify Christ Jesus, our Savior, as we celebrate and receive His precious mysteries, most especially on this day, His precious body and blood that is shed for us, that we may receive Him, to have Him abide in us and we in Him. It is an actual spiritual and physical effort to get here. You know what's lovely about it is I noticed yesterday as we were preparing for a very beautiful, successful, well-attended, and dynamic retreat, as people were coming up the stairs, people that were already up here were looking down and saying hi to them. Can I help you with anything? Can I grab that for you? How are you doing? Come on up here. It's just like the icon of the ladder of divine ascent, where the faithful are climbing this ladder, and there is Jesus Christ's hand who is there at the top to receive them. He's actually urging them on, and He's giving them strength and power, as we see those little demons, those little charred black characters in the icon, that are attempting to pull the people away who are ascending into a place with their Lord. So those of us who are up here already in church or already to come to worship, we're going to call out to the rest of the world that this is where they should be. And this is where they will be introduced to Jesus Christ in a full, proper, canonical, historical, theological, and doctrinal way. Come and ascend and be here and witness our Lord. You know, earlier in the week, there was a sign that was placed down on that door that I'd never seen before. Anyone remember what it was? Elevators out. Sign's off. I hope the elevator works. I haven't checked it out.
No, it's still there.
It's still there? Okay, sorry. He got here. So for a couple days, we're staring at a sign that said, the elevator doesn't work. If you're going to get up here, you have to do one of two ways. You got to climb up those 24 steps, and that's not an easy thing to do. Or thankfully, you can drive around to the other side of the building, and you can come up the ramp, and then you're able to get here. And you're able to do it without much more effort and much more challenge than if we're going to take the steps. Guess what? Two lessons here. There's no easy way. There is no elevator to the kingdom of God. We have to work for it, step by step, not being distracted by the steps below or the steps above, not being distracted by other thoughts other than holding on to that rung and climbing up that ladder, or we find another way, and that is all of the different aspects that are given to us primarily in this Lenten season. Our fasting is invigorated. Our generosity, hopefully, is intensified. Our prayer life is more focused. There are all sorts of different ways to come about making this ascension, but we have to put an effort into it. Because the weeks and the days of the fast are quickly approaching their end. There is not that much time that's left before we ascend the great ladder of this Lenten period, so that we can walk hand in hand, in solidarity, in support, and in love with our Christ, who is approaching His passion, who is approaching His cross for our sake, that He may enter into the depths of hell and release us from the bondage of the evil one. On His third day rising, which we will soon lift up with a clarion call in this faithful church and throughout all Orthodox churches throughout the world, that Christ indeed has risen from the dead. We still have to climb up to find that reality. We'll do it at one step at a time. We'll do it urging each other along the way. And we will have a great and rich reward once we receive that blessed destination. Amen.